ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 31 नते विदु स्वर्थ गतिम् Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by other blind men, miss the right path and fall in a ditch. Materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords. And they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Purport by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Since there must always be a difference of opinion between demons and devotees, Hiranyakashipu, when criticized by his son Prahlad Maharaj, should not have been surprised that Prahlad Maharaj differed from his way of life. Nonetheless, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry and wanted to rebuke his son for deriding his teacher or spiritual master, who had been born in the Brahmana family of the great Acharya Shukracharya. The word Shukra means seaman, and Acharya refers to a teacher or guru. Hereditary gurus or spiritual masters have been accepted everywhere since time immemorial, but Prahlad Maharaj declined to accept such a seminal guru to take instructions from him. An actual guru is Srotaya, one who has heard or received perfect knowledge through parampara, the disciplic succession. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not recognize a seminal spiritual master. Such spiritual masters are not at all interested in Vishnu. Indeed, they are hopeful of material success, bahir artha maninaha. The word bahir means external, artha means interest, and manina means taking very seriously. Generally speaking, practically everyone is unaware of the spiritual world. The knowledge of the materialists is restricted within the 4 billion mile limit of this material world, which is in the dark portion of the spiritual world. Unless one is a devotee of the Lord, one cannot understand the existence of the spiritual world. Gurus, teachers, who are simply interested in this material world are described in this verse as andha, blind. Such blind men may lead many other blind followers without true knowledge of material conditions, but they are not accepted by devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Such blind teachers, being interested in the external material world, are always bound by the strong ropes of material nature. Om Glok is: persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. This is exactly opposite of what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just 500 years ago, plus maybe another 14 years ago. So we are sure that there was the Supreme Personality of Godhead who came. But the difference is that Lord Krishna, who came about 5,000 years ago, insisted on having you and me make a prior commitment. Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityagam Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksasami Masucha. 18.66 of Bhagavad Gita. That is a precondition. He says, Sarva Dharma Parityagam, first you surrender unto me unconditionally. That means there should be no conditions of surrender. Just like in a war, when one country loses and another country wins, what happens? The commander-in-chief of the winning country goes to the commander-in-chief, if he is alive, or whoever is in the hierarchy. He goes to that guy and he says, give me your gun. That means you have to surrender totally unto me. You are without any ammunition. You cannot fight anymore. This is what happens in a war. So similarly, Lord Krishna said, because this is like a battlefield. The whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield. And it's very significant that it was spoken in the battlefield. Because in the battlefield, there are only two things that can happen. Either you live or you die. There's no third possibility. You either live or you die. And everybody knew who went into that battle. And most of the people who were opposing Lord Krishna knew that they will not survive. In fact, the foot soldiers prayed to Lord Krishna. This is in the Devi Puran. The foot soldiers all prayed. They knew that they were helpless because they were already tied up by their bosses to fight Krishna. So they prayed to Krishna before the war started that now we have no option, but we have to fight you. But in our next life, please make us brahmanas. So we are stuck with brahmanas here, who are actually those people who opposed Lord Krishna. In that, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of brahmanas here who are by birth brahmanas. We are talking about seminical descent brahmanas. So they actually opposed Lord Krishna, but they were good enough to surrender to Lord Krishna at that time. Even before the war started, they were intelligent. The really intelligent person is one who knows that there is no out of this material world. There is only one way out of this material world, and that is death. There's no other way out. Even if you go in a rocket, you go in some spaceship, you'll be lost unless you come back to this earth. And there also you'll die. It's not possible for you to survive more than a certain number of years in this human body. It's said in the Shastras, depending on the number of breaths we take, we are allotted those number of breaths. Just as a dog pants more often, and therefore his life is 20 years max. A man, if he behaves like a dog, he'll also pant and life will be 20 years. But if he is a serious person who is in Krishna consciousness, then he may survive longer and he will chant longer because he wants to serve more and therefore he wants to live longer. So here is Lord Krishna, who came 5,000 years ago, insisted that first you surrender unto me and then I will give you Sarva Dharma Parityagam Mamekam Sharanam Vaja, only unto me Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshasami Masucha. Then I will free you from all your past sinful activities and you will certainly come back to me. Now here comes Lord Chaitanya. This was spoken by Lord Krishna when? At the end of Dwapar Yuga. So in the beginning, that was in Satyug, most of the people, most of the Jivatmas who were men or women were very much surrendered to the Lord in Satyug. That is why its name is Satyug. You see, Sat means truth. So already the four legs of the bull of Dharma were there. And Sat was one of the Dharmas which lasted all the way through. But Satyug, people knew that either we have to surrender to Krishna or death. At that time, death was more considerate. because the yug was satya yug, so they would go to Brahman in any case. So those who surrendered to Krishna were very intelligent in Satyug. Then there were residual people who did not surrender, those Jivatmas who did not surrender in Satyug. They were all brought forward to the Treta Yug. Just like in a factory, you have what is called first in, first out, a FIFO system. Those who leave right in the beginning, fine, that's cleared. They are quality-wise very good. Others had to reprocess. So we came to the Treta Yug. In the Treta Yug also, many of the Jivatmas left this material world. Meantime, some animal type and some other birds and other bodied Jivatmas came into the human form. Then comes Dwapar Yug, when Lord Krishna came at the end of Dwapar Yug. And there again, those who surrendered to Lord Krishna went home back to Godhead. And now we are left with the residual, the worst lot of Jivatmas who could not surrender earlier. And that's us. But fortunately, those who are in this hall have surrendered to Lord Krishna. But how many are we? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said by Lord Krishna himself, out of thousands, one. And out of such thousands, one means one in a million. And that's a fact. There are 19 million odd people in Bombay and New Bombay. And in this hall or in our Juhu temple or in our temple at Mira Road, there will hardly be about 1900 people today morning in the Bhagavatam class. That is how it is. That's the equation, mathematics. And the Lord himself has given that equation. So it's nice to be here. It's good to have Bhagavatam class to hear and to speak about Bhagavatam, because both benefit. But now comes the best part. Lord Chaitanya himself comes. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna, the same Lord Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani, in the mood of service, because Radharani's mood is mood of service. And in the mood of service, Lord Chaitanya never made any preconditions. He didn't say, first you surrender unto me. First of all, he never said, I am Vishnu. He could not, because he was in the mood of Radharani. So how could he say that he is Vishnu? When authorities recognized him as Vishnu, Advaita Acharya recognized him as Vishnu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, brilliant Vedic scholar, later on he became a great devotee, he recognized him as Lord Vishnu. But he never accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never, he used to close his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu. So, because he knew that if he accepted that, yes, yes, I am Krishna, I am Vishnu, then he has to again get in that mood, now you first surrender unto me. But that was not his project. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's project was that these Jivatmas are so fallen that if we kill them, then we have to kill all of them. That is the statement of Nityananda Prabhu. So better than that, please freely distribute the holy name of the Lord. So Lord Nityananda, when the time of those two Jagai Madais incident took place, was prepared to accept any type of punishment actually from such bad fallen souls. And yet he was showing his great, infinite, I should use the word. Because the Lord is infinite and therefore his mercy is infinite to such fallen souls. And we are just like small Madai and Jagais. And we came here to this temple, I'm sure some reason or the other, by good association. Some devotee brought you here. Or you might have read Prabhupada's books. This is the same thing, Prabhupada brought you here. Or you might have heard some kirtan by anyone and you have come here. So it is by good association, by satsang. So in Kaliyug, the only way is by satsang. That is written in the Ramayana also. Ramayana was in Treta Yug, and yet they have stated in Treta Yug that in Kaliyug, after two yugas, those Jivatmas who remain behind can only unka udhar kab hoga, they will be delivered only if they come to satsangs. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything else. You just have to sit down and listen. In any case, even if you go to sleep, your ears are open. And whatever I speak will pour in. I hope you don't go to sleep. But anyway, in case somebody does go to sleep, no harm. Why? Because the holy name of the Lord is the best medicine. And even if you are asleep, the medicine will work. It's not that I want to encourage you to sleep. But the point here is that you have to listen carefully and absorb the holy name of the Lord. Not just allow it to go out of the other ear, but absorb it within your heart. And yes, my Lord, I have sinned enough. Too many yugs have gone by. And this is the last chance. Prabhupada says, finish your business and get out. He says, this is like a toilet. Just finish your business and get out. Don't even look back. These are the exact words of Srila Prabhupada. Why did he say that? The reason is, you never know what may happen in your next life if you continue in this chakra of birth, death, old age and disease. Again, if you are born, and supposing you don't get the association of devotees, supposing you don't hear kirtan or pravachans, do not meet anyone who delivers you Prabhupada's book, you're doomed again. Again, you're back to square zero. It's like that snake and ladders game, you know. Right, you come right up to the end, and then there's a big snake that brings you back to zero. Every child has played that, in India at least. So we know what it is. Why do we want to again get in the mouth of Kala? Kala is snake, isn't it? Kala is time, and Kala has another meaning in the dictionary called snake. Because a snake travels so quietly, and time also travels so quietly, that you cannot know whether time has come or gone. And once it's gone, it's gone. It's not going to come back. People say time is money and money is time, but that's not true at all. Money is no comparison to time. Because money you can lose and money you can gain back. Money you can keep in the bank and earn interest, more money on it. But where can you keep time? And can you get interest on time? You can't, it's gone. So time is more precious, more valuable than even money. Who says this? None other than Prahlad Maharaj himself. He'll say in Bhagavatam that in the material world, the materialists think money is sweeter than honey. We all know that honey is one of the sweetest things. We all love honey. There are 49 medicines in the honey, actually, according to Yunani doctors. And therefore, honey never deteriorates. You can keep the honey for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years in a bottle, sealed bottle. It will not deteriorate because there are already medicines in it, just like Gangajal, you see. But Prahlad Maharaj says that in the material world, it's a fact. All of us know it. We love money. I mean, if you've not got money, nobody even looks at you or talks to you. So money, Prahlad Maharaj says, money is sweeter than honey. And who but his own father was believing that? And he was telling his father. Prahlad Maharaj had the guts, as a small child, he could tell his father that you are totally wrong. You are, what did he say? He says, persons who are strongly entrapped, entrapped means like a bird is entrapped in a cage. So we are entrapped in this body. This jivatma is sitting in this heart, everybody's heart. Entrapped, can't get out unless you die. And then when you die, what happens? That all, just like the socket with this wire, it's pulled out. It's very painful because the current is live and you are pulling out the socket. So the jivatma is not dead. It's live and it will always be live. But when those things are pulled out, all the connections are pulled out, your eye connection of the jivatma soul is pulled out of the eye connection of this material eye. The mouth is pulled out and it's delinked. Similarly, the ear connections are delinked. The jivatma has its own eyes, its own ears. But right now it's covered materially by this material body. And therefore it has these anarthas. Which are the six anarthas? Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsa. Kam, lust. I just mentioned, I think the other day, the opening of somebody's Srinathji confectionery restaurant. So kam, lust. And the opposite of lust is love of God. Now, there's a beautiful saying, I wanted to read that, that Radhanath Maharaj particularly always says that love of Krishna and your love to Krishna, there is love of Krishna and your love to Krishna, there are two separate things which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us freely. He's given us the chanting of the holy name of the Lord freely. It's not like you have to be born as a Brahmana to chant the holy name of the Lord. That was what the Smartha Brahmanas propagated at his time. And they opposed him. Why are you distributing Vedic chantra means from, I think that's Kali Santa Upanishad. How can you do that? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, instead of Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Re, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Re, we'll chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just to satisfy those fellows. He just said, okay, never mind. We will chant in this way. So, Radhanath Maharaj says, remember, love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get. In lust, you are expecting to get something, pleasure. Whereas in love, you are not expecting to get anything. It's what you are expected to give, which is everything. So this is the marked difference between lust and love. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is freely distributed. So it's up to us. It's just like you are going in some place right now and you are breathing freely. Nobody is charging you any money for breathing. You see? This air is available to you all. Similarly, this love of Krishna is available to you freely, but only when your understanding should be that this love of Krishna, we have to remember, is without any expectation. We should not expect anything in return. Krishna ke saath dhanda nahi karne ka. We don't have to do any business with Krishna. That I give you love and you give me what? Come on, in exchange. No. That is not done. That's not love. Then it is lust. Krishna knows it and he'll treat you accordingly. Okay, I'll give you a Maya Devi for that. And then it's what you are expected to give. Success in this subject of loving Krishna, success is how high you bounce when you hit the bottom. Means when you are in difficulty, which all of us have gone through, the success part is how high you get again back. And that can happen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why we hold our hands up. Because we request Krishna, please lift us up. Because we've already fallen down enough. And four yugas, we were so adamant, so stubborn, that we had got so attached to Maya that we didn't want to leave this material world. He's saying, come home back to Godhead. But we are saying, no. We want that and we want that, both. Actually, that is why we came to this material world. We had heard enough many, many times from so many saintly people that get detached, get rid of your attachments. But we say, no, thoda attachment rakhega. Insurance. So this is the style, you see. You don't think that Krishna will be the final insurance. That's the problem. So, he says that a leader or guru, a similar blind man attached to external senses, objects or objects, cannot understand the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead. In this respect also, there is a very nice saying that, again from Radhanath Maharaj, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, means he is Vibhu, infinite controller of all creation. He can therefore solve any problem. and there cannot be any problem of either the material world or spiritual world that he cannot solve. This is a very important thing which Radhanath Maharaj has taught us. He says that, and this is the portion that this man Hiranyakashipu didn't know, whereas Prahlad Maharaj knew. Hiranyakashipu knew about Krishna. You know, when Hiranyaksha died, his brother died, he starts preaching actually to his mother, Diti, and the wife of Hiranyaksha, and the children, means his nephews of Hiranyaksha's children. And he explains very nicely philosophy, but he doesn't actually practice it or believe it. It's like these pandits, you know. They say all these nice, wonderful shlokas, and then they, Prabhupada said, they go behind the curtain and start smoking bidi. My throat is very dry, you know. I need that bidi. So that's how they are. So they speak one thing, but they don't practice in reality. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his father, Hiranyakashipu, that you speak big, big words like a pandit to your nephew and other people, your sister-in-law, but you don't practice any part of it at all. You don't realize that Lord Krishna can solve any problem. He can take any form he wants because he controls the whole material nature and spiritual nature. So he can do what he wants and how he wants. By surrendering to him 100%, Radhanath Maharaj says, by surrendering to him 100%, we can be 100% blissful. The result is blissful because all of us want happiness. That's why we came to this material world. We wanted happiness. But there is an offer we have received. Suppose you go to a shop and the shopkeeper says, you have come for something, that's fine, but I'm offering you something more and it's going to cost you less. Then you are going to listen, no? Because after all, you're not a fool. You'll say, okay, let me hear what you have to offer at a lower cost. So here it is. Radhanath Maharaj says, by surrendering to him 100%, we can be 100% blissful and become fully Krishna conscious instead of this, what is written here, entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life. So actually, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, as much as you surrender unto me, means to Krishna, that much you benefit, and he reciprocates. So the fact is that Prahlad Maharaj knew that that he must do 100% surrender to Lord Krishna, and he did. So that is why none other than Lord Narsingadev himself comes. And this Narsingadev nobody had seen before or heard of before or imagined even. That is beyond the concept of human brain. And therefore, Hiranyakashipu, when he saw Lord Narsingadev, look at the reaction. He thought, this is a half animal, half man. What is this? I must fight him. He's trying to kill me or will kill me. And Prahlad Maharaj, on the other hand, because he was self-realized soul fully, he immediately understood that this is my Lord, Vishnu. He has himself taken the form of Lord Narsingadev for my benefit and for my father's benefit. Because only two were involved in that particular scene. You see? Of course, later on, the soldiers came and others came and even the brother of others who are connected with Hiranyakashipu came. But Lord Narsingadev finished all of them, obviously. But the fact of the matter is that the devotee recognizes the Lord in any form or any shape. You see? Even if it's a bhayanik means fearful. Because you read the description of Lord Narsingadev first time, you will yourself be surprised that how could a Lord take such a form? I mean, like a ferocious lion, you can see his head and nails and so on. And still he has a nice, beautiful yellow dhoti, silk dhoti. It doesn't make sense, lion coming with a dhoti. So, you see, but Prahlad Maharaj, it made full sense. Whereas to Hiranyakashipu, it made no sense. what is all this? Somebody is acting, you know. I think he has won some dead lion. Stop, you know. Make gur 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 awaz. Make a noise like a lion. So Hiranyakashipu started fighting him. Because that is the nature of a demonic person. He does not accept the Lord. He doesn't accept anything of the Lord. And there was no other way because he had taken the booms from Brahmaji that he cannot be killed by Astra Shastra. What is Astra and Shastra? Astra is what you throw like spear. And Shastra is like a sword which you can catch in your hand and still fight. You see? Astra Shastra. I will not be killed by either. So he thought that I cannot be killed now by any weapon. Either something which you can throw or something which you, weapon which you hold in your hand. The nails are not held in the hands. Nails are part of the hand. Now, Hiranyakashipu didn't have the sense to ask him, and it should not be part of the hand of anybody. See, they always miss out one, the demoniac mind. I've seen that very often in all the shastras. They miss out one little part, and the Lord knows that that is what he has missed out. And that is what the Lord takes the advantage of. He is very shrewd. Lord Krishna is extremely shrewd. Amongst the cheaters, I am the greatest of all cheats. He says in Bhagavad Gita. So we should not try to cheat. Because he is bound to cheat us more than we can cheat him. See, it's easy to cheat a human being. It's very easy. There are lots and lots of people in this world who are cheaters. In fact, we all did try that. That's why we come here in this material world. Now how we got entrapped. Otherwise, 9 months of imprisonment, all of us have gone through. 9 months, we could not even move an inch. You see, just stuck in a womb. No light, no heat, no sun. With all the mess inside the womb. You see, it's not a pleasant place to be in. There are a lot of little worms inside the stomach which are biting the little child's soft skin. You see. So these are the facts. So we have gone through the torture. Now why again go through that? Why again get into a womb of a dog or a cat or a mouse? Why should we go through all that nonsense? And that too at the end come out like a mouse. And then what? You see, so or a cat or whatever. Suppose you are attached to the cat at the time of your death. In America there are so many, I was shocked. Going to New Vrindavan, on the right side of the road, there was a beautiful cemetery. Very nice, beautiful place. With lovely, lovely flowers, nice greenery and tombstones. And I asked I think it was Radhanath Maharaj actually. He drove me first time to New Vrindavan. 1979, November 22nd. I remember the date also. Said at that time he was not Radhanath Maharaj, he was Brahmachari. I said, what is this? And he said, oh, that's a dog cemetery, a pet cemetery, where dogs and cats are buried. Beautiful. I said, my God, how much money they have wasted here? Because I'm a good Jew, you know. We are good Jews. So all businessmen always think in terms of money first. Why is so much money spent after dead animals? Because they love their animals so much. And if you love and remember somebody or something at that end of your life, that's where you're going. Bhagavad Gita makes it very clear. So if you are in that dog consciousness at the end of your life, sure, by all means. Which one do you want? Alsatian? Or you want to become a collie? Or you want to become a bulldog? Or what? Now if you have in your life been like a bulldog, grabbing people by the throats, trying to get squeeze something out, then you'll be a bulldog. Whereas if you've been wagging your tail all the time and trying to please people, then you'll be another type of dog who will do the same. So it's all due to your activities, karmas, and your last thoughts, because that's the condensation of all your activities of your lifetime is what you'll think of at the time of your death. So if you are chanting the holy name of the Lord all your life, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's precisely what you'll do at the time of your death. You'll chant the holy name of the Lord. What is the proof of that? Repeatedly we have seen. devotees who have been involved in accident. Suddenly they have been in a car accident. The last thing they do before they leave their bodies is try and find their bead bag. And if they can't find their bead bag, still they chant the holy name of the Lord. And then they leave this world. There have been so many instances of it reported in our Back to Godhead and in other news. I remember a few years ago, I went to Mayapur and somebody showed me the tree on which there was that accident where our beloved Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj left his body with some other devotees, his disciples. And I was told that the driver had hardly had 2 hours sleep in 24 hours. That's how he went to sleep when he was driving fast. And he went to sleep and banged against that tree. But fortunately, that place, on the other side of the coin, the flip side is, that it was very near where Advaita Acharya's house was, where that tree is. And Maharaj was just, because those who lived, survived, they told me, because some people did survive that accident, then Maharaj just pointed out Advaita Acharya's house and bang, it went into the tree. So he was thinking of Advaita Acharya and his house, you see, and that accident took place. So from this it appears that Maharaj's last thought was of Advaita Acharya. That's Mahavishnu himself. See, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. So if you are constantly thinking of the Lord, you're constantly chanting his holy name, you're constantly preaching or remembering about Lord Krishna, that's what you'll do at the tail end of your life, at the time of death, which is sure. Death is, there's nothing more certain in this life than death. Everything else is uncertain. So we will have to continuously chant, continuously read, continuously associate with devotees, continuously eat prasadam, and continuously visit this holy temple or similar temples, or live in that temple if possible. That's the advantage if you are brahmachari, you live in this nice temple. But you can make a temple at your home, which you should actually. Grahasthas should do that. Furthermore, Prahlad Maharaj says, as blind men guided by another blind man means the exact opposite of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was with full vision. Not just 20/20 vision of the material world. But more than that, I was just mentioning to one friend of mine to just this morning. Prabhupada came down the stairs of our Bhartidya Bhavan, just nearby, in 1971. And he told his secretary, at that time was Shamsundar Prabhu, by pointing his cane, he used to use a wooden cane. I think we don't have a cane there, do we? I think we should have a cane there for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had a cane, and that cane he pointed to this place, our place where we are sitting now. He was pointing here, and he said, we should have a preaching center here. And Prabhupada, if he says that, when a pure devotee says anything, Lord Krishna is bound to implement it. Bound, honor bound, promise by Krishna. Because he has promised, if you surrender unto me, I will deliver you. I'll do whatever you say. Becomes like a servant. And Lord Krishna made this temple for us. That's just a fact. Otherwise, how this could become? It is inconceivable how this thing has come up. No, Mataji, you were here, no? Right in the beginning. You remember? This was a mess. M-E-S-S with a capital M. I mean, this was all with full of this, what is that? Iyengar's yoga rings around here instead of these beautiful pictures. And there were people doing this yoga here. But not the true yoga linking with Krishna, but the material yoga of the bodies only. So that Krishna transformed it from the material yoga to spiritual yoga. So here we have, just 5 more minutes. Here we have this suffering of the threefold miseries which keep on coming. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmik, Trivida Tapa Upashamana. That is the shloka. So this Adi Devik type of troubles are only in this material world. Because the demigods are only in the material world. There is no Adi Devik problem in the spiritual world. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik. There are no bhautic problems like diseases in the spiritual world. Because you don't have a material body and all the diseases are material. You see, actually, you don't hear a doctor say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you've got a spiritual disease." No. We have got very good doctors with us.
What is the cure of this disease?
There is no spiritual disease. The only cure is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Who says this? It is said by Lord Brahma himself. To whom? To Narad Muni in Kalisantar Upanishad, that there is only one solution in this age of Kali Yuga. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirenanta. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Three times he says. Now when in spiritual master says three times, because Narad Muni had accepted Brahmaji as his spiritual master, the spiritual master three times told him, emphatically, I think that's good enough for us. We should accept that. Because there are certain authorities we should not question over and over again. Because it's obvious that this is the only solution. Why? Because when you start chanting, after a few years, you realize you don't feel like seeing movies. You don't feel like going to somewhere you used to go before to eat meat or whatever. Or alcohol in bars or pubs or anything. If the pub is this side, we go the other side. Because we know that some drunkard will come out of there and harass us. So we don't want to go anywhere near there. You see? And so on and so forth. We won't discuss the rest. So the four things which we give up comes automatically by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And these threefold miseries automatically go away. We don't have to tell the miseries, now that's the exit door. We know that these miseries don't come to us as you become more and more spiritually enlightened. So are there any questions? We'll stop here. Are there any questions or any comments, please? Yes, please. Sorry? Just use the mic, please. Everybody should hear you. I don't want to compete with you. I have a mic and you don't.
Hello. Hato va prapsati swargam, jito va bhokshasi mahim. Instead of prapsati swargam, why it was not prapsati moksham?
No, no. Translate what you said. Translate the Sanskrit what you said for the benefit of everyone.
Hato va prapsati swargam, jito va bhokshasi mahim.
Translate it in English, please. Hato va
prapsati swargam, you will go to heaven.
Heaven.
If
Swargaloka.
Swargaloka.
Huh.
And jitova bhokshasi mahim means you will enjoy the earth planet.
Huh. So what is your question?
Moksham. Swarga is different from moksha.
Yes, certainly it is.
So why it was not said that hatova prapsasi moksham and jitova bhokshasi mahim?
No, you see, the point is, what are you interested in? What is your desire? No. You want moksham or you want to go to Swargalok? So, if you are interested in one and not the other, that what the Lord has said is very clear, that what is your desire, He will fulfill. You follow? But you should be qualified for it. You should actually work for it. Now, moksha is a temporary position. Do you know this? Moksha is not a permanent position. I think you are under the impression that moksha is a permanent position. You are a Mayavadi, right?
I am not any Vadi.
No, I have been a Mayavadi, so I know this shloka. And I can answer you very nicely. And I'll convince you.
Pardon, I don't know anything Mayavad as such.
Yes, this is Mayavad shloka.
No, Ekam Satyam.
Whatever you say, Ekam Shastram, Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo, Devaki Putra Eva. Eko Mantrasya Namani Ani, Karmya Pekam, Tasya Devasya Seva. Okay, listen to me. Now, as far as moksha is concerned, this is what most Mayavadis want. The point here is, moksha means going to Brahman. For them, Brahman is the final destination. For any right-thinking human being, man or a woman, moksha is only a temporary bus stop. And then you come back, unnecessarily. After all your good deeds are over. Just like Swargalok. There is not much difference between Swargalok and Moksham Lok. Try to please understand. In Swargalok, the only difference is there are other maids, women who can give you pleasure. That's all. In the Swargalok, there are what are called apsaras. You can have somaras. You can have that type of thing. But that's of no value, really speaking. You can have it here. Why you want to go to Swargalok? You can have it every day, morning, evening and night. You see, if you have the money. But that's why money is sweeter than honey. Now the thing is that why bother with that? It's not permanent solution. What we are offering in Vaishnava Shastras is a permanent eternal solution. We want to go Lok Vrindavan. We want to go back to Vaikuntha Lok. Vain and Kunt. You know the meaning of Vaikunth? Yes? What do you have the meaning of Vaikunth? Vain and Kunt.
Pardon?
What is the meaning of Vain and Kunt? You don't know. Okay, then listen. Kunta, listen. Kunta means a place of misery. Vain means no. No, there is no misery in Vaikunth. Whereas even in Swargalok, there is some amount of misery. Because Indra, who is the king of Swargalok, is always miserable. He thinks somebody else, like Prithu Maharaj, does more yajna, and therefore he will take away what benefit I have got. You see? He is always miserable. He is thinking of competition. All right. In moksha, in position of moksha, there is always a feeling that any time now my meter will be finished. All my good fortunes are over. All the pious activities I did is over. Just like in Swargalok. And down I come. And when you come down, you don't know which uni you are going to come down in. Because that is based on your last desire. So your desire is the main thing, sir. Please try to understand. So in here, in this place, we have a certain desire, all of us, that what Prahlad Maharaj, we want to follow these Mahajans like Prahlad Maharaj. Finish our business and go home back to Godhead in this very lifetime. Because we are not sure of the next lifetime. Any other questions?
What is the meaning of...
Just please give this...
Krishna.
It's a very beautiful question. Please say it loud and clear.
What is the meaning of name of Krishna and how many names of Krishna are available in four yugas?
Okay. The question everybody understood? What is the meaning of the word Krishna? Correct? And in the four yugas, how many names of Lord Krishna are available? Okay. The answer to that has been given by Srila Prabhupada himself. Akrishniti Krishnaha. That is in the dictionary. Krish and Na. There are two parts of Krishna. One who is all attractive. There is nothing which cannot attract Krishna, or no one can be left out unattracted by Krishna. So the all attractive is Krishna. Because Bhagavan has six opulences unlimitedly. Now when all of them are unlimited in full, Krishna is the Purna Avatar. There are three Purush Uttama. You know Purush? Purush means enjoyer. Uttama is supreme. Supreme enjoyer. So the first one who appeared was Lord Rama. Lord Ram is Maryada Purushottam. He enjoys, no doubt. He's Purush Uttam, but he's within limits. For instance, he said, Sita is my wife and that's it. I don't want any other wife. So the Brahmanas who were doing the yajnas said, but, you know, because the Treta Yuga was the yuga for yajnas, they said, a wife has to be there by law. See, the shloka says that if you're married, you have to have your wife next to you when you're married. See, not like in Kali Yuga where the wife can go anywhere and the husband goes somewhere else. We are talking about a good yuga, you know, Treta Yuga. So what did Lord Ram say? That let us make a golden Sita and put what is called prana in the murti. So that is what he did. Secondly, Lord Krishna comes. He is Purna Purushottam. Purna means complete whole Purushottam. Again, Purushottam. And Lord Chaitanya is Udar Purushottam. So Krishna can be as Purushottam in three forms. You can pray. Lord Ram, Lord Krishna himself, or Lord Chaitanya. Available to you. That's clear? okay, in the three yugas. In the first one, that is in the Satya Yuga, Nar Narayan, in Badrinath. That is where you can go to. But you've been to Badrinath? Have you been to Badrinath? Many of us have been, no? Can you raise your hands? Who have been to Badrinath? See, you can see so many people. So why don't you go and meet Nar Narayan? Nahi, reservation mil jayega. Sab kuch mil jayega. You must have the next year's reservation. Le lo aaj. But you see, the point is you must have the burning desire to go there. But thing is, please go in the hot season. Don't go in the winter. So they may be closed also. Excellent. Have you been to the feet of Lord Krishna?
Yeah.
So what are the marks on the feet of Lord Krishna? What are the marks that you saw at the feet of Lord Krishna? That's very important. That's in the books. So it should be in your mind, in your heart. You see? So there is a lightning, okay, at the bottom of the feet of Lord Krishna. One devotee commented that, how do I know that I have actually got the lotus feet of Lord Krishna? So Prabhupada said, look below his lotus feet and you'll see all the marks. Because when Krishna walked in this Rajbhumi of Vrindavan, the gopis knew that Krishna has gone this way because all the markings were there. You see? So those marks are in the book, as you correctly said. Yes. These are the four yugas. Nar Narayan, Ramchandraji, Lord Krishna himself, and Lord Chaitanya. Okay? For the four yugas. And as far as the Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about the 12 months we have, no, of this world. Similarly, in the spiritual world also there are 12 months. Because whatever is in the spiritual world, is we have got here the reflection, perverted reflection, Urdhva Madhubandha Shakam, 15.1 of Bhagavad Gita. So, 12 months that we have, like January, February, March, those are actually the reflection, perverted reflection of the spiritual months that is available in the spiritual world. There they have, I think it starts with Krishna, Vasudevaya, then Sridhara, then Trivikrama, then Rishikesha, like that, you know. These are the names, 12 months. That's all in the book. You'll come. Thank you. Any other questions? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.